just caught how nice it is to hear a baby cry in the midst of this. A little squeal, some running around, because that's kind of what that first night was like. It was birth and joy and chaos all wrapped up in one. Jesus was born in that small town in the Judean countryside in Israel, but his purpose was not limited by geographical location. Jesus said, "I am the light of the whole world." He came into the world that people may know hope and light, and we are never lost to God. And today, Jesus continues to shine in the world, even into our lives that sometimes feel heavy. So come and walk in the light. It was told in Isaiah chapter 61 through 4. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. For darkness shall not cover the earth completely, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall appear above you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings and queens to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around, and all shall gather together. They will come to you. Your sons will come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in their nurses' arms. And then from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but they put it on a lampstand so it gives light to the whole house. And in the same way, let your shining light be set before others. Amen. Well, in the past, I've had this ritual at right before Christmas, the month before, I go down to City Hall and I get to watch the lighting of the Christmas peace tree. Have you ever seen it? It was done by the Rainbow Coalition, and this was a group of LGBTQ folks that worked on humanitarian efforts. And they wanted to do something at Christmas that spoke about peace and hope. So they put together 17,000 paper peace cranes and put them on a tree down in City Hall in the rotunda. And each of them had its own prayer for peace. And regular people and famous people wrote prayers on there. Barack Obama did, Joan Baez. And even the prisoners at San Quentin folded prayers and peace prayers and made those cranes together. It was an interesting pairing between the LGBTQ community and the Japanese community of San Francisco. It was fabulous. And if you notice, I'm using the past tense because this year it didn't happen. In August, the group who does this got a letter that said the city had other plans. They would store their Christmas tree free until Christmas, but then it was up to them. And the person puts it together said, it's a beautiful piece of public kind of joy, and it's a tradition of welcoming all sorts of people, and in this time, in this world, we need that peace. Now, they weren't really sure why City Hall decided not to do it this year. The reports were that they were going with a holiday theme of outdoors. Because, you know, there's the ice skating rink and there's a new playground and Byride has a store down in Civic Center. And yay, holiday. So they didn't have the peace crane. Do you know where it went? Grace Cathedral said you can put it up at our place. And they did. But I got to tell you, it kind of made me sad. Because it was wonderful to go down with all sorts of people and watch this beautiful tree made out of paper cranes just light up. It reminded me of that story I think I told you a couple years ago that the New York Times got in trouble. They got on the naughty list because they printed this big picture of the Christmas tree in front of Rockefeller Plaza, and what they said was, lighting of the holiday tree at Rockefeller Center. And people went a little crazy. They didn't want it called a holiday tree. They wanted it to be called a Christmas tree. It had been called a Christmas tree since 1930. And then people wrote editorials about they're taking the Jesus, the Christ, out of Christmas. Boy, they were on the big naughty list for that. You think maybe City Hall would have learned from them, but no. And then one person thought about this and wrote about it and said, really? I don't think we should worry about trying to get the Christ out of Christmas because the secular world is not going to let it go. You know, schools are trying really carefully not to put Christmas carols in, and if they do, they put some Hanukkah songs in too, and we're just trying to be very politically correct, but not in sales. Do you notice they have Starbucks Christmas blend? They don't have Starbucks holiday blend. And they have big Christmas sales. The secular world isn't too scared of using the word Christmas. And I rather like that. I mean, really, where on TV do we learn the story about the Christmas? It comes from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Linus reads the Gospel of Luke. It's in there every year, and no one is saying take it down. And how do you do well in the music world? You get a Christmas album. If you get a Christmas album, you're kind of settled. You may have money for the rest of your life. So I got to tell you, retail is doing just fine with Christmas. And I think it's kind of remarkable in the midst of all the busyness and all the sales that we still remember that this is about the birth of Christ. Christmas means Christ Mass. It means a worship service where we remember the child Emmanuel, God with us, born into the world. And really, it's an incredibly crazy story. Did you listen to that? When we got this family basically of poverty, a carpenter, and there we have this young woman to be married to him, not a marriage of a lot of money, and she suddenly is pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and he decides to marry anyway, and they go to they go away from their little town in Jerusalem. And it's a long journey, and she goes there to give birth, and there is no room for them. There's no relatives, no friends. They have to pay taxes, register, and she has to give birth in a barn. Not a great story. Well, as far as details, we don't clean it up. There is no Photoshop in this story. It's a story about God doing something amazing, putting hope back in the world. And if you came to church and you don't come here very much, what an amazing night to come and hear these stories. For we believe the Savior, this young one, changed the world. People began to follow him, and they followed the way of love, and they turned their lives back to God and followed in ways of justice and of peace. And for us, it's not just a one day a year celebration. We remember this one of peace every day and seek to follow him more than just one or two or a couple days a year. It is though God whispers at us in Christmas Eve that it isn't just about warm, fuzzy feelings, about a one day a year when old people are at least polite to each other, or a little bit more compassionate or kind. God didn't come into the world to make it just a little bit better, a little more bearable. God came into the world to turn over tables, to speak to power and speak of peace, to create a whole new system to resurrect and redeem rather than merely rehabilitate us or make us clean for a while. Christ came that we might have more life and new and abundant life and have hope. And I gotta say, I think people are looking for hope right now. For much seems dark, but we come to find a way of hope and justice and peace. And there's something about light, when you look for it, sometimes you can see it where you didn't expect. And we also get to be hope for the world. We, 2 nights ago, had a community dinner in this place, and there was 150 people feasting. And it was a feast, let me tell you. But the most amazing thing is one of our best volunteers is a Jewish man. And he buys See's candy boxes for everyone that's there. See's candy, you know, the ones that like cost $6 each? So every guest, every volunteer gets a really good box of candy. It's not the old stale Whitman's, it's See's. And that's a Jewish man who does that. You see light all around. I remember the Christmas Eve, I went to have lunch at a local place and said, just give it to me, takeout. And she said, no. She said, sit down and eat. It's Christmas, even the pastors get a treat. Or maybe you've had some kindness happen to you this week. Maybe a bus actually stopped and waited for you. Maybe you were the one that didn't honk at the person when they were really an idiot crossing the street. Maybe you get to be generous and kind and be hope to your family and to this world at large. For the world needs light right now and needs hope. And what I know about light is one light, it makes you feel better, but when you bring a whole bunch of lights together, the gloom goes away. The darkness not become so strong. So let us be people of hope and light this Christmas, this evening, this time. For light and love and justice, I still believe in them. I still think we can lead ourselves and lead the world in the ways of light. Amen. And now, friends, we have a prayer. And you'll find at one point, I'll say, God, in your mercy, and you say, hear our prayer. So listen to the words and fill in your own hearts worries and joys and concerns at this time. Let us pray. Bright, holy God, you come among us. You fill us with awe and wonder. You welcome our stories and our prayers. We pray tonight for peace. Peace in places where there is anger and war and fear. For peacemakers and keepers, for politicians and fighters, for old people and children, for all who are caught up in conflict, in bitterness and danger, for peace with integrity and peace with justice. God, in your mercy, we pray this night for travelers, for those who are traveling home for Christmas, for those that are traveling because they have no place, no shelter, no bed to call their own. For those whose home is on the road and on the sidewalk. God, in your mercy, we pray for the children who will be born tonight and for their families and for all that have young ones and all those worries about their children, no matter what age. God, in your mercy, we pray for those that are sick, for those that care for them, for those that pray for them. We pray for those that have died, for those we will miss at our tables. God, in your mercy, we pray for ourselves, for our needs, for our worries, for our hopes and dreams, for your peace and your justice in our lives and in this world. God, in your mercy, Emmanuel, God with us, you bring heaven to earth this night. Help us to listen to the angels and not be afraid of you, of your weakness, or your glory and power. Come, Holy Jesus, come into our lives with joy. Amen.